Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by the new Finn Harps under 19 manager, Stephen McNutt. So, Stephen, first off, what attracted you to the position?
Well, it was kind of out of the blue, Owen. It was Kevin McHugh, academy director, head coach, that approached me last week, 10 days ago, and just asked him would I be interested in the job. I suppose what attracted me to it was the fact that the opportunity to work with good players and the opportunity to try and help in their development.
And with you being a former player of Finn Harps, did that help sweeten the deal maybe?
I suppose it did. It's always nice to go back to a former club as such. That's a long time ago. I left Finn Harps when I was 24 as such, so it's 30 plus years. But yeah, I've always an affinity with Finn Harps as a senior club in the county. But working with Kevin, I had coached Kevin at his underage as such. I also had played against Ollie on numerous occasions and got on well with the two of them. I think it's the opportunity to work with Kevin and also to help Ollie and assist Ollie in any way. What he's achieved doesn't need me to say anything about it. It speaks for itself as such. And if I can help both of them, of course, help a senior club, produce some players for them, get them ready for it. Again, assist Kevin in any way in developing the academy, I'll be delighted to do so.
Yeah, and does being a former player then help you with your role, knowing what it takes to make it at the club?
Well, I think it does, Zach, but I think my experience as well, and such, I've been involved in coaching now for over 30 years. I started coaching when I was 24. I worked with FAI for 18 years, and the last five of them, the last seven of them in the high performance unit, and as lead tutor in the UEFA coaches as well, for the last 2 years of my employment there with them. So I have a vast experience and vast knowledge. I would like to think so, anyway, but I'm always learning. I mean, that's the beauty about the game. It never stops changing. You have to keep adapting. It's always good to have an opportunity to test yourself out against the best coaches and the best players. I hope I can do so. The players themselves, I've met them twice. There's two games as such. Tommy Cannon, as you know, was in as head coach, and Tommy's moved on to Derby. The work that he's done was fantastic. It's just nice to be able to command to such a good group of players. They are talented. They are eager. Hopefully they have the dedication because, I mean, as we all know, desire is one thing. We all desire things, but the different thing is, are you willing to put on the work? Are you willing to take the knock? Are you willing to put up with sometimes things that aren't going your way? I see that as part of my role as well. Of course, developing players, but developing as young men and such, and trying to get them ready for senior football, because the next step that they have is the hardest step. Okay. The academy takes care of itself. A lot of the good players move on. They move on from 10, 12, 13, 15, 17, and to the 19s and such. But the next jump up is where they're going to be tested the most. And a lot, unfortunately, as we know in life, a lot of them will fail to do so. But the ones that will do it will have the talent, but they will also have the ones to put the work on. And as I say, ones to take them off. So if I can aid in that at all with these players, I'll be delighted to do so.
Yeah, and you've mentioned that then you've met the players. Now, are you happy with what you've seen so far? You mentioned earlier to me that you know that you had a friendly yesterday. So were you happy with what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, on Thursday night, I just went Tommy's last game. I went and observed that and gave a wee bit of feedback at halftime. And that was against Jutes under 20s, which was a physical game. And the boys stood up there, especially in the second half, and they got the grips with it. And they showed character in that because they were taking some knocks, and in my opinion, the referee could have protected them a little bit more. But that was arranged with Dan before I arrived. But it was a good opportunity for me to see the players in playing against players who they're expected to overcome as such. And again, on the 17th, put it up in the first half as such. It was 1-0. the lads again stood up. It was a different test because it was about football. It was about the ball moving quicker rather than the physical side of it. And they had an upper game, and they definitely upped it 2 or 3 levels. You know, a lot more on Saturday than I did on Thursday night, and that's great, seeing players playing in different positions. And it'll take a while for me to get to know them. It'll take a while for them to get to know me. And I mean, it's the start of a journey, and hopefully we can all develop. My desire, I'm willing to put the work in, will be to purchase players again for Ollie, or for that they move on to a different club. But primarily, our goal in the academy, as I see it, is to try and produce quality players who are able to play in the league as such, and the Premiership. And that's where, I mean, the main goal of St Hearts is to stay in the Premiership, and if I can aid in that, they're absolutely fantastic.
So, Stephen, there, you've mentioned that Tommy's leaving, obviously. So, are you bringing in your own backroom staff, or what's the situation with that?
Well, Owen, I've been very fortunate there that all the boys have agreed to stay. So, Desi is the assistant coach as such, Desi McGlinchey. Desi's completing his A licence this year in the north of Ireland, the IFA as such. Very experienced coach, quality person. Damon Bradley, the goalkeeping coach. Damon, as you will know, is vast experience playing at the highest level. Played against Damien on many occasions. As well, has been a quality goalkeeping coach. He also knows the game, so it's another person to bounce off. Seamus is coming in, staying on as a kit man, and from all accounts, I've got the best one in the club. So delighted that Seamus is staying on as well. And Stephen Cannon, who is Tommy's brother, has says he will stay on as well as a physio as such. So 4 quality people, people that know the game, people that I can bounce things off, and that'll give their opinion and give honest and open opinions, and we'll just continue the work that they've been doing with Tommy to develop these players. So really looking forward to working with the boys.
Yeah, it's good to have the experienced heads along with you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you can do nothing on your own. I mean, it's a team game. Like, it's a team on the pitch and it's a team off the pitch. So having these quality people with me just makes my job easier, especially when I'm coming in and actually don't know the players that much as such. So the boys have a good understanding of the qualities that they have and where we need to work. So again, I'll be relying on them heavily throughout the season.
Yeah, and so tell us then, when does the league start and how long does it run for?
Well, again, the fixtures come out on Wednesday, and I think that the first game is at the end of June. It'll run through, I suppose, October. And then it depends on how you've done as such. It's about development. I mean, after speaking to Ollie as such, like Ollie's main priority and the club's main priority is staying in the Premiership. And we can win games, absolutely, but can we produce the players? You know, we'll be delighted for the players if they can go on and win something. But the most important factor is developing players, getting them ready, getting them mentally prepared, becoming men quickly so that they can move on to the first team.
Yeah, and suppose Stephen will finally finish on then. What would your goals be for the season for the team?
Well, I think I've already mentioned them. Owen, I just try and produce these players, get these players to another level, get them again physically ready, but also mentally ready. Settle in as such, because again, as I said at the start, this come out of the blue. I was getting ready for the senior tour in the Gulf, and only it was Kevin who approached me. I probably would still be doing that, and just enjoying the opportunity to work with quality players who are willing to put the work on, who are willing to listen, and who will go out of their way to get to the next level. And that's what I'd expect of them, and that's what I would hope to give them as such as well.
Yeah, well, best of luck for the upcoming season, Stephen. And thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.